Unclean, unclean. For the longest time, this was the only word that came over his lips. The only word he's ever spoke to everyone for as long as he can remember. Oh, how he just desired to say a little more, to have a conversation. The worst, though, are the stares. People shooing their kids out of the way when he's near. People walking circles around him. People speaking under their breaths to one another when they see him. It hurt even more than the words unclean every time he said it, and it cut into his soul. Some would jump to get out of the way. Some would not even look towards him. No one dared to come close. It is just too unsafe, and it's just too uncertain. It is wrong to touch him, and he knows it. But can they come just a little bit closer? Just once. Start a conversation. Ask what his name is. Find out if he needs anything. But they were all too uncomfortable. They will not come that close. So the days, the months, and the years go by. Unclean. Unclean. I am unwelcome. I am untouchable. I am unwanted. I am unclean. And then there came the day. He's heard the conversations on the roads. The people ran into the cities with excitement. The banter of belief was in the air. And on this day, Jesus will walk close by. And he decided, I'm going to take the risk. I'm going to come uncomfortably close. This is a story from the Gospels about the leper. And I want us to read it in the Word and then hear what God says to us as his people today. Let's read together in the Gospel of Mark chapter 1, verse 40 to 45. And a leper came to him, imploring him and kneeling, saying to him, if you will, you can make me clean. Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, I will be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him and he was made clean. And Jesus sternly charged him and sent him away at once and said to him, see it that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded for a proof to them. But he went out and he began to talk freely about it and to spread the news so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, but was out in a desolate place and people were coming to him from every quarter. This is the word of the Lord. This story is about a leper who was unwelcome, untouchable, and unclean. And this leper took the risk to run to Jesus and to come to him. And I can imagine the gasps, the unbelief, the unsettled, uncomfortable feeling of the Jewish people in that moment that this man dared to run and come close to Jesus. He pushed through everyone that was comfortable, and they became uncomfortable, and he fell down in front of Jesus, and he implored, begged, and knelt. Why is this significant? Well, if we go to the Old Covenant and we read in Leviticus chapters 13 to 14, there are strong laws around skin diseases. And leprosy in the Bible includes all kinds of skin diseases. Some of these were things that happened for a moment and passed along, but sometimes it was scabs all over bodies. And because of that day and age where medicine hasn't advanced the way it has, and people were a community, people dwelling and walking and living together, rules were put in place so that one doesn't touch the other and contagion takes place and it spreads. So for someone with leprosy, they needed to live outside of the community, outside of town, not allowed in the temple, not allowed to worship together, and they had to stand outside, and when people walk near them, they had to shout, "Unclean," so that no one can come close. And on this day, this man heard the noise that Jesus is passing by. And he said, "I'm going to break through all these barriers that's been on the people for so long. I'm going to come uncomfortably close to Jesus." I can imagine as he implored him. We just read that he implored him. We don't know exactly what he said, but I can imagine him saying, "Jesus, if you will, you can make me clean. I've heard the stories of how you've touched people's lives. If there's anyone out there who can do it, it is you. I just want to feel normal again. I just want to see my family again. I just want to feel what it feels like to have a hug again. I want to be able to go into the temple and worship with your people again. I'm tired of shouting how unclean I am, carrying this label that the whole world knows, and I have to keep telling people this is who I am. Please, Jesus, if there's anyone that can do this, it is you." What did Jesus do? What was he going to do? Is he going to be contained by the social perspective of the day and the cultural nuances? Or will he be the Jesus that we get to know in the gospel who doesn't play safe? The first thing that we read in the text is that Jesus was moved with compassion. Jesus was moved with compassion. That word in the English means to suffer together. Here in this church, we follow Jesus together. But we become a compassionate people when we can suffer together. When some of us or the people out there we have to reach are in pain, and we can lean in and have compassion. Now this word we come across when it says Jesus was moved with compassion, he was moved with pity, only 12 times and only in the 3 synoptic gospels. So it's a new word, it's a Greek word that we only find, and every time it references to Jesus and how he moves towards people. It's a word I'm not going to try and pronounce because I don't speak Greek. But it says this, it's the inward parts, the heart, the liver, and the kidneys, and the bowels who yearn. So when Jesus was moved by this guy's cry, everything inside of him, his gut just yearned for this man to be set free. Isn't that beautiful? I wonder if Jesus in that moment was thinking about his own future suffering. And he could relate to this man's suffering in this moment. So Jesus moves with his compassion from his heart to his hands, and then he does the unthinkable. He touches the leper. I can imagine the thoughts. Jesus is now contagious. Jesus is now unclean. Jesus is now the one that we should stay away from. Because that was the thought of the day. But when Jesus touches the unclean leper, Jesus remains clean and he makes the leper clean. Because that's who Jesus is and what he does. But Jesus doesn't hold back. Although he knew the law and the rules, he stands up and he says, I'm going to come real close. Jesus moves with compassion and Jesus comes real close. He breaks the boundaries. He doesn't play safe. And as people is holding their breaths, saying, no, surely he's not going to touch him. Surely he's not going to come that close. Jesus kneels in and he touches this man. Maybe for the first time in decades, this man feels like what it feels when another body touches him. Because Jesus, the only law fulfiller, break through that law in that moment. Jesus, the great status quo challenger, breaks through cultural intimidation in that moment. He breaks through more than 1,000-year boundary line to reach out to a man in need. Isn't that beautiful? Boundaries are a good thing. We set them up for safety and security. We teach our kids boundaries. Don't go there. Don't do that. Don't engage there. Don't this. Don't that. Boundaries are there to keep us safe. They're not supposed to be there to keep us comfortable. Because we could have good boundaries, but not all of them are godly. And here Jesus says, I'm not going to let any boundary hinder me. Sometimes we've got to break through that boundary line. And oh, how we have to do it in this nation where demon-infused boundary lines were put up years ago through apartheid by saying, don't come close. And here we are, the church, saying we have to keep breaking those boundary lines and come closer than before. Because in this nation, that is still the narrative. Don't come close to one another. And I'm saying the gospel teaches us, come uncomfortably close. Those boundary lines were never meant to be there. What boundary lines are you carrying that's limiting you from stepping outside and reaching to people that is waiting for that touch that they need from Jesus himself? Jesus comes real close. And then when Jesus comes real close, Jesus cleanses and heals. There are things in our lives that only Jesus can touch. There are things in our lives and in our soul that only he can heal. And oh, how we have found for ourselves others to try and heal us, to make us better, to move us from a minus 10 on the I don't feel so good scale to the plus 10. And I'm not refuting the wonderful gifts that God has given us through science and study and medical worlds and all of these things, but sometimes there's things that only Jesus can do, that only he can heal, and only he can cleanse. When Jesus touches the leper, Jesus doesn't become unclean, yet the leper becomes clean. Because Jesus carries in him as a person the fullness of cleansing and healing. And his kingdom has come, and we taste the fruits of what that kingdom looks like when Jesus was on this earth. And wherever he went, he healed many, and people will be set free. And then he went to the cross, and he nailed to the cross all our sin, all our brokenness, so that one day we can be in the coming soon kingdom where all of these things won't matter anymore. But Jesus doesn't just speak about this coming soon kingdom. He shows people what it looks like by healing and touching. Sometimes we live for the coming soon kingdom. Jesus, just come get us now. This life is too hard, and we lose out on the daily, but I can bring those fruits of the kingdom here and pray for people and love on people and touch people and see the breakthrough just like Jesus and the leper. Sometimes we keep away from others because we've labeled them in our hearts as unclean. Sometimes people come to us and they speak about their uncleanness, and we're not comfortable to listen, to come around them, to touch, to love, to be moved with compassion. Sometimes we stay away from Jesus because we feel unclean. That thing I did, that place I went to, these thoughts I'm battling with, the stuff that I found myself entangled in every day makes me feel so dirty. And when I think of Jesus, and even when I think about church, all I think about is, I'm unclean, I'm unclean. Jesus is inviting you to come uncomfortably close to him. Because he shows us that that's just who he is. That's just what he does. 1 John 1 verse 9, the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just. And then what does he do? To forgive us, and not only to forgive us, but to cleanse us. He's the great forgiver. He's the divine healer. And he's the one that cleanses us. And then the story ends in such a unique way. Jesus tells this leper that's now healed, go and show yourself to the priest. Because part of the Levitical laws that we read about in Leviticus 13 and 14 is when someone is cured of their leprosy for some other reason, maybe they've been outside and the virus has left their bodies, they should go to the priest and show themselves as clean, and then they need to bring an offering. And Jesus said, now you go and show the priest, because he knew that the priest would hear, well, how did you get clean? And then what would be confessed? Well, it was Jesus. He says, but when you go there, don't tell anyone, because Jesus knew if he's going to say, I'm the leper that's been shouting unclean outside the city gate for so long, you all know me. If I say Jesus, you're all going to come rushing to him. But what did he do? He didn't obey. Because all he had to say to the world out there is the word unclean has now been exchanged with the word Jesus. And he went running without that restriction that Jesus put on him. And he just went out and said, Jesus healed me. Jesus healed me. Jesus healed me. And then Jesus realized the masses are going to come. And he moves himself outside of the city, out to a desolate place. And they came from every corner. Because in the end of this story, Jesus gets the glory. The glory doesn't go to the man who's clean. This doesn't go to the priest who's sitting there and saying, yes, you're clean. Doesn't go to the ceremonies that he went through. Doesn't go to the law. Goes back to Jesus. He gets the glory. Jesus moves with compassion. Jesus comes real close. Jesus cleanses and heals. And Jesus gets the glory. It raises the question in my heart. If Jesus does all of that, why aren't we going with him and get a little bit uncomfortable and a little bit closer to those that society have called unclean, to those that the religious call unwelcome, to those that family members have called unwanted because of the boundaries that we carry in our own heart? The theologian Sam Albury comments on this parable in a beautiful way. He says this, lepers were to be separated from people because they were seen as a danger, a contaminant. When it comes to Jesus, however, it turns out the leprosy was the one at risk. Jesus' cleanness is far more powerful contagion than any dirt we can bring to him. There is always more that's right in Jesus than there is what's wrong in us. More grace in him than offense in us. More forgiveness in him than sin in us. The very worst in us cannot compete with the best in Christ. We can't sully him. He can only purify us. However deep our mess goes, his holiness goes deeper. We will never exhaust it. And this leper comes and everything changes from unwelcome to welcomed, from untouchable to touched, and from unclean to clean. This is what Jesus does, because he has decided to come uncomfortably close to us. He gave up his seat in heaven for a moment to take the uncomfortable form of man, because he knew that everyone on this earth was walking around unclean, unclean. He took that step to become part of this life. How amazing is Jesus that he comes uncomfortably close and he moves forward. Perhaps you feel like the leper this morning. Unwelcome, untouchable, unclean. Maybe you're sitting here and say, if people really knew me, the disease I'm carrying, they'll walk circles around me. And then all of us in the same breath has boundaries put up that seemingly protect us, protect our dignity, protect our wealth, protect our comforts. And we too sometimes walk circles around people because Jesus hasn't changed our hearts yet to the fullness that we read in this parable. But this parable preaches the gospel. Because I can imagine Jesus standing in front of that leper, and in his heart and in his spirit, the words of the prophet Isaiah is echoing. And Jesus realized that soon, me too will become the unclean. I will become the unwanted. I will become the untouchable. And he realizes Isaiah 53 verse 3 to 4 is coming his way when it says that he, Jesus, was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with the deepest griefs. We turned our backs on him and we looked the other way, just like the leper. He was despised. We did not care. Yet, it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. He was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so that we could be whole. He was whipped so that we could be healed. Friends, the story of the leper is all of our story. You can see God the Father, who the Bible describes as gracious, compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. And the Son, being moved with compassion, says, we got to get close. Jesus, you go. Get real close to man. And then Jesus stepped into this life, heals and cleanses, dies on the cross so that everyone from there forward who comes to him can experience that healing and cleansing touch of Jesus. And then he is resurrected and seated at the right hand of the Father, and he gets the glory. See how the story of the leper is all of our story. This morning, this gospel truth is here to change lives again. Maybe this morning, this is your prayer. Jesus, if you will you make me clean? You can make me clean. And to that, Jesus responds, I will be clean. Lord Jesus, I pray for your people this morning. I believe you want to touch lives today. I have faith, Lord, that it would be a deeper touch as the one we just read about. where your grace comes and it covers us. Lord, I want to pray this morning that you would work by your Holy Spirit in response to your word. Thank you that you're already doing that. Some of you are uncomfortable when Jesus comes close. Can you break that boundary today? You've tried everything. Nothing works. Because there's some things that only Jesus can do. And this morning, we want to create an environment for ministry. But it's going to take you to be like the leper. So I don't care what the people think, what the people say. I'm responding to Jesus. You can do so in your heart, but it's all the more powerful when you do so with your brothers and sisters in Christ. And we get to be Jesus to you for a moment and lay hands on you and pray for you and trust with you so that you can move from whatever unwanted, unclean, undesired, untouchable space you are in and feel that embrace of Christ through his body this morning, the church. So I want to pray for you, and we want to pray for one another. So here's how it goes. The list will continue until I'm done with the things that the Lord has put on my heart, and then we're going to gather around those who are standing up. So let's start here. If you're trusting God for healing, would you please stand? Thank you, Jesus. This morning in our pre-service prayer, someone prayed that God would break through for people in incurable diseases, like leprosy was in that day. Maybe you're carrying an incurable disease and you've given up. Will you stand that we can pray with you? Secondly, I want to say, and I want you to remind you what we sang. It changes our shame into glory. If you feel just, I'm not welcome, I'm not even welcome in church, I'm just that bad, will you stand and we can pray with you and show you that Jesus loves you? You want to come to him this morning? Stand up. We just read it. If you confess your sins, there we go. Thank you, Jesus. If you confess your sins, he will forgive you, but it doesn't stop at forgiving. It goes to cleansing. Some of you are carrying pain in your soul. I could give names to it. I don't want to. And it's painful. Most days are just painful. And you have been isolated from relationships because of it. Can we pray for you? Will you please stand? And some of you have not brought your sin to Jesus at all. You've heard about him. You've heard the gospel, but you've never said, Jesus, I'm unclean. Change my life. I want to choose you for the first time in my life. If that's you, can you please stand? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to remain like this for a little while longer. It's still early. Helena's going to minister, but us as a people are going to minister to one another. So where you are amongst people, I want you to gather around them. There's leaders in this room. Any leader, anywhere that's not standing, let's get up. Let's go pray. But we're going to trust God. Ask the person what they're standing for. And I want you to remain standing until someone prayed with you. Don't sit down yet until someone has been with you and prayed with you. And let's just bask in the grace of God for a little while longer. Let's pray together. Friends, prayer can continue in a moment. I want to invite anyone that still hasn't responded. Maybe it was just too bold a move for you to get up today, and that's okay. But how you can respond this morning is when I conclude our time together, there'll be a team of people here that can minister to you. Just come forward and say, hey, I need prayer. You don't have to explain. You don't have to feel. Just say, I need prayer. Sometimes we don't know how to put it into words. But please come when I say amen. For the rest of us, I want us to allow Jesus to come real close to us this week. And in the same breath, can we go and be real close for those who need it? Whatever boundaries the Lord might reveal in your own heart that you've put up, to break through them and reach out to those that you